Okay, just talk about some of these people. I think we already have Bob Hope. James Garner.
James Garner is one of Oklahoma's greatest heroes. He's stayed with us. He comes back. He's a OU guy, football fanatic for the Sooners. Grew up in Norman, Oklahoma. I remember meeting him the first time when I was down there in the pool hall. He's pretty good, by the way. He came back every time we ever asked him. He came back for the 75th anniversary of the state of Oklahoma for the Diamond Jubilee. We put a Garner statue up down in Norman with the help of a lot of folks down there, but that was a centennial project. He came in for our parade for the centennial. His health was not as good, but he wasn't going to miss it. He's come back for everything we've ever called him about, and particularly on those golf tournaments. He loved to play golf, and he's very good at it. He has a very good friend by the name of Bill Saxon, who lives in Dallas now, and he'd always come back and play in our golf tournaments, the Vince Gill Golf Tournament, the Swing for Sight, and the Stars and Stripes Show golf tournament.
Patty Page from Oklahoma, from Claremore.
Patty kind of sits in there with Jim Garner as far as coming back for so many things. Patty was here for our 50th anniversary of statehood, the 75th anniversary in 82, and came back for the spectacular in 2007. So she's always been most willing to be a part of coming back to honor her state.
Roger Miller helped you, too.
Yeah, Roger, didn't know him long enough, but the first time I met him, I had him at a broadcaster's meeting over in Tulsa. I had our art department at Channel 4 make us a nice little king's hat for his King of the Road, which made for a good publicity picture. You know how that goes, John. Great guy, died too soon. He was very talented, as you've heard some of his crazy songs that he's sung.
Was he an Oklahoman?
Yes.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd.
That's right, you can't. King of the Road.
Johnny Bench. We haven't talked about him.
Johnny is truly an Oklahoman. He loves this state. We put a statue up for him that he loves. It's behind home plate at the ballpark downtown. He joined us at the Rose Bowl when we had floats, which all the state put on, Tulsa and all of us. We had two floats. We had an all-star 150-piece marching band from all over the state of Oklahoma. We had dancers from Oklahoma City University. We had all these great Oklahomans riding on floats. Johnny Bench, along with Patty Page and the governor, and on and on and on, were aboard, and Johnny joined us there. He also joined us at Macy's and rode on the float when we were at Macy's. He came in, of course, for the spectacular and co-hosted with two Miss Americas. But he did a great job for us on the parade, and then he was a part of the spectacular on State of the Day, November 16, 2007, introducing one of our celebrities. So he's always willing to come back. He's missed a couple of golf tournaments because he's kind of busy. Early on, I met Johnny Bench with Bobby Mercer, who I already knew. When I was at WKY Television, we were doing a little segment after the World Series games, and oddly enough, this one, two of these years or so, the Yankees and the Cincinnati Reds were not in the World Series, so I was able to get Johnny Bench and Mercer to come out and do a segment talking about the World Series game of that day, which was generally in the afternoon at the time, so we could do that in the evening. And I never forget, both of them were really, really good. I think I gave them $100 apiece, which they accepted because they weren't getting paid that much anyway. I'm kidding. But I remember Bench noticing, and it wasn't brought out till the next day, he noticed that one of these guys ran inside the first baseline going to first and should have been called out. It was a very critical part of the game. But anyway, that's where I first met him, and then later we met up a lot of times.
You know, it's interesting how Oklahoma shapes these people that you talked about here. We have Bench, Mercer, and Mantle, and they're just simple, ordinary guys, weren't they?
Yeah, they really were. Of course, you have the king of them, the great athlete of all time, is Jim Thorpe, which all these people are in the Jim Thorpe Hall of Fame out there on Lincoln Boulevard that's just opening. But there's a lot of athletes that's come our way that we've had the honor of calling them Oklahomans.